News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A memo will be brought before Cabinet today calling for changes to migrant entitlements. Sinn Féin is calling on the government to provide a clear roadmap for the reduction of Ukrainian refugee payments. We're joined by Donegha O'Leary, Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection. Firstly, Donegha, what do you make of the government's move to restrict payment to refugees and more generally review the payments to asylum seekers?
Well, look, we've been flagging for some time the fact that the situation in relation to people here from Ukraine is unsustainable. You have a two and even three tier system that's existed over the course of the last few months. We've been flagging it. The Temporary Protection Directive is ending next March. So the basis for the people from the Ukraine having access to the full range of social welfare payments will come to a conclusion at that stage. We've been calling for a roadmap for 5 or 6 months at this stage to provide certainty, because I think it's only fair to people who are on these payments as well, is that they understand what the future is. Clearly, it was never going to be the situation that they would be on the full rate permanently. But I think it is important now that certainty is provided to people like that. What's needed now as well, of course, is clarity in terms of what is happening to people from the Ukraine, generally speaking. When the Temporary Protection Directive ends, it's our view that most likely people will be in a position to either apply for a visa or apply for international protection, much the same as people who are coming from other conflicts. That option is actually open to them now, but that's not really happening because the government haven't really said what's happening after next March. We've been calling for a roadmap on that issue for several months. And again, there has been no action from the government. So this is, while we welcome the fact that the government have finally responded to what Sinn Féin has been saying for some time now, there is need for more than 100,000 people have come here from the Ukraine. They have come fleeing conflict and oppression and aggression from Russia. It's important that they are supported, but it's also important that what is on offer to them is comparable to people fleeing conflict from other places, and that certainty is created as to what's happening after next March.
So in relation to the review of entitlements of international protection applicants, do you have a view, does Sinn Féin have a view as to what that should be? Should the amounts given be reduced, do you think?
That's what, look, we've been saying in terms of people who are coming here from the Ukraine.
No, I mean more generally though.
More generally, 3880 is not a lot of money. We need to make sure that what people in direct provision and in international protection are getting is adequate. We're not opposed to a review. I think that needs to reflect a number of things. It needs to reflect on what's happening in other jurisdictions, but it also needs to ensure that what is being provided is adequate, particularly to children who are in the direct provision system, and important that they are not in a position of excess hardship or anything like that. So we're not opposed to a review, but we haven't been calling for the 3880 to be cut. More the issue is that people who are coming here from the Ukraine, you have a three-tier system where you have early Ukrainians, late Ukrainians, and everyone else. So that people who are here from the Ukraine from the start have access to the full range of social protection, whereas people from other countries are on 3880, despite the fact that both categories of people might be fleeing war and oppression. So I think that anomaly has to be rectified. We welcome the fact that the government's responded to what we said. It's belatedly, but there's still a need for a strategy in terms of what's happening to people from the Ukraine.
Well, can I ask you specifically, your party leader did an interview at the end of last year saying Ukrainian refugees not working in critical jobs should not automatically be allowed to remain in Ireland beyond March next year. She also said it was a mistake to have afforded them special status. Is that still Sinn Féin's position?
That's not really very different from what I just said, I suppose. You know, it is possible for people from the Ukraine to apply for either a work visa, of which many would succeed in getting, or to apply for international protection, much the same as people coming here from Afghanistan, from Congo, from Palestine, from anywhere else. But I suppose, like, they're currently in a different category in that they're automatically afforded status. We think that obviously the Temporary Protection Directive is ending next March. So what Mary Lou McDonald was calling for and what I'm calling for is certainty. What happens then? The obvious thing is that...
So do you believe it was a mistake to award them special status?
I think there were mistakes made, and I think it did create a two-tier system and even a three-tier system in the last couple of months. And I think that was unfair.
Because people will say, and I'm not saying this is fair, but people will say, this is Sinn Féin being soft on in relation to Ukraine and Russia again. We know Chris McManus voted against a motion calling for Ukraine to be granted EU status. People will say, this is more evidence of that. You're saying it was a mistake to have granted them special status.
See, I don't see it like that at all, because, like, I mean, we've been very critical of the Russian aggression on the Ukraine. And we absolutely recognise that it's important to ensure that people who come here from the Ukraine are given protection. There is a war going on there. There's no question of that. The issue is whether they should, whether the conflict that they're fleeing is, you know, requires any more protection or support in terms of income than somebody fleeing the terrible conflicts in Palestine, the oppression in Afghanistan, in Congo, in other countries like that. I don't think it's a sustainable affair to have a two and even three tier system. I think that that's wrong. So what needs to happen now? Yes, a review is welcome. The key issue is in terms of the anomaly in the two and three tier system. But, you know, the review must ensure, yes, we're looking at what happens internationally, but also that what is being provided is adequate, because we don't want to see people in a position of extreme hardship.
Do you think that our payment system at the moment, our social welfare payment, do you think they're a draw to migrants?
Well, like, I mean, I think certainly in relation to the, you know, having full access to the rates of social welfare payments, I think that was, look, we have a much higher number of people from the Ukraine travelled here. We had a significant amount of secondary movement.
Yeah, generally though, more generally, do you think it is a draw?
More generally, I think a review should look at the what evidence exists for that. Like, I mean, I'm not sure that it is necessarily the case. More generally,
okay. No, that's a reasonable answer. Can I ask you about the, because you got very exercised in the Dáil last week in relation to comments made by, I think it was Simon Harris who made the comments about open borders. Can I ask you, when Sinn Féin says it's opposed to open borders, there's an inference there that there is such a thing as open borders, that others there may be in favour of open borders? Like, who is in favour of open borders? What do you mean when you say you're opposed to open borders? Who's in favour of that?
So there's a couple of parts to that. The first is the exchange I had with Simon Harris last week, I thought was actually quite constructive. And I think he understood better what the position was. What the point that he was trying to make was that Sinn Féin was calling for closing of open borders and that we were asking for some change on the island of Ireland. Clearly, that isn't the case. We fought very hard against a hard Brexit. I suppose the point in relation to open borders, we are being accused, and I think people on the ground have either, I suppose, are not aware of the Sinn Féin position or have had it misrepresented them, are asking us, are Sinn Féin in favour of open borders, i.e. are Sinn Féin saying that there should be no restrictions on migration and the people who are not...
But say, who's accusing you of that? Who is accusing you? And by talking about Sinn Féin being opposed to open borders, are you not pandering to that viewpoint as well, that there is unfettered immigration, that people in their droves are coming here? Are you not pandering to that by talking about Sinn Féin being opposed to open borders? There are no open borders and there is no one in favour of it.
Well, I'll come back to the first part of your question a while ago to say that, like, I mean, it's not the case that we're saying that there is an open border situation here in Ireland. What we are saying is that, you know, it is regularly coming up that people are asking us, are Sinn Féin in favour of open borders? And what they understand that to mean, you know, it varies to some extent, but what they understand that to mean is Sinn Féin in favour of uncontrolled migration, a migration system that's not rules-based, and are Sinn Féin not in favour of returning people where they're not successful? And we're clarifying that. We don't intend to allow our position.
Are you not playing politics with it? You're looking for an easy line to take the pressure because you're getting it on the doorsteps.
As I say, I think we're responding to the fact that people have misunderstood our position, and we think it's important that people hear what Sinn Féin's position on migration is from Sinn Féin rather than misunderstanding it and rather than it being misrepresented. So I think that's been clear enough. I think that what Sinn Féin is in favour of is a system that is rules-based, that is fair, efficient and enforced. I think we're a fair distance away from a position such as that. I think that there are still issues that need to be resolved, but that's what we're in favour of.
Donegal O'Leary, Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection. Thanks.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.